Recently, we've had a number of wonderful pilgrims come from the mainland, and we've met with some of them, and the common experiences, they're very inspired about being at the Adinam. They really feel and appreciate the high vibration of the temple. And a group that was here recently said, oh, the monks are so helpful. The monk in the mini mela was so helpful, and Mahadevan was so helpful in taking us around on the tour, and it's just such a wonderful experience here. So in Gurudeva's tradition, when someone praises you, you pass on the praise to someone else, right? So we said, whoa, we're so fortunate that Gurudeva trained us for 30-some years, and he trained us well, and that's why you're experiencing what you do. And we're very fortunate to have all that training from Gurudeva. And, of course, the point I didn't make is that what they experience also depends upon the strictness of the monks in upholding their disciplines. In other words, one of our disciplines is the 24-hour-a-day vigil, which we've maintained for some 29 years. Is that right? 29 years? So 29 years of 24 hours a day vigil. My goodness, that's a lot of vigil. So imagine if that was going on in your home. If in your home for 29 years, round the clock for 24 hours a day, someone had been performing religious actions, always awake. What kind of vibration would that create in your home? You'd probably move out. The vibration was so high you wouldn't be able to sleep, right? Wouldn't be able to eat. Would turn your home into a temple. Well, fortunately, we have a separate room here for this, so we can still eat and sleep in other rooms. But it definitely has that one strict discipline, 24-hour-a-day temple, has helped create. You know, it's a major factor in creating the strength of the vibration of Kadaval Temple after only 29 years. It's a very powerful temple, and of course, it's founded on Gurudeva's vision, which gives it a unique ability to manifest a profound vibration. But just because it's founded on that doesn't manifest it. It gives it the potential to manifest it. But the actual disciplines of upholding the temple are what help the vibration manifest sooner. Otherwise, it would take longer to manifest. You'd eventually have the same vibration, but it might take 200 years to get to the same vibration if you were just doing an ordinary temple schedule from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or something. You might be where we are in 29 years after 200 years. So it expedites the whole experience. One of the beautiful writings in the Saivite Shastras talks about the devas, the guardian devas, who protect the vibration of the monastery. And part of the chant, part of Sri Rudram chant, the second half, the chamakas, is attracting devas. We are attracting devas for this, devas for that, and so forth. The whole second part of the chant keeps bringing different devas to us. So, the presence of the devas is also very important in the vibration being high. And therefore, when people, pilgrims, sincere pilgrims come, they experience a very high vibration. So, devas are like the equivalent of when you live in our neighborhood, you can't help but think of the dogs. Lots of houses have dogs, so what happens? You walk by the house, and what happens? The dog starts barking, right? Well, he's a guardian deva of a certain kind, physical one. He has a job, and he knows what his job is to keep you out of the yard, right? You don't belong in that yard. That's not your house. So you're not supposed to go there. If you get near there, he starts barking very loudly. Does his job. You keep walking by, you get out of sight, and he stops. Did his duty, earned his meal, chased you away. kept you out. Well, that's the same idea as a guardian day in the inner worlds. They keep people out. In this case, they're keeping people out who are in the same world they are, in the second world. They're keeping beings out, lower beings, asuras, out of the vibration of the monastery. So it's not automatic, though. The strength or ability to do that can be diminished if the monastery isn't strict. So, for example, we've noticed sometimes when we have lots of heavy equipment coming in and out for different purposes, the guardian devas aren't able to keep out certain beings. And so usually what happens is an animal will die. One of our animals will die because they've absorbed that negative force. That's one of the reasons we keep animals, is they protect us from negative forces. Not that we want them to die, but it prevents it from doing something worse, from upsetting all the people in the monastery and causing a problem. So just heavy equipment coming and going excessively can lower the strength of our force field and therefore our vibration. So it shows how sensitive the vibration is. So it's one of the reasons that Gurudeva initiated Sadhupaksha, the three times a year when we close down to guests in the monastery proper. And one of the reasons for that is it strengthens the force field, gives the guardian devas more power in protecting us from negative forces. So it's like three times a year we're pumping up our force field, like you would pump up a tire that's slightly deflated. And it's just a little bit flat, so you pump it up, get it fully functioning. So that's one of the reasons we observe the Sadhupaksha period, is it strengthens our force field, which helps keep our vibration high during other times of the year. Other factors which can cause the vibration to drop are if monks don't do their sadhana. Get up in the morning and instead of meditating, we just kind of hang out and talk story. That would bring down the vibration. It's the constant sadhana, the constant practice of each monk lifting their energies above the instinctive and intellectual natures into the superconscious nature on a daily basis. By doing sadhana on a daily basis, the lifting of energies through our external devotional practices and our internal meditative practices, that lifting of energies by all of us on a daily basis is needed to keep the vibration high. Otherwise, the vibration would go down and we'd start attracting every hippie in Honolulu. That's a joke. We've gone through cycles like that. We start ending up with some interesting characters from Honolulu show up, and you start to wonder, uh-oh. But usually it only lasts for a couple of days. If it's lasting for a few weeks, you could start to worry. You say, uh-oh, someone's not doing their sadhana. We'll take a survey and see who it is. So those are just some thoughts there on how we can maintain our wonderful vibration by following the guidelines Gurudeva gave us, being strict with our sadhanas, and therefore all the sincere pilgrims have such a wonderful time. They want to tell all their friends to come and experience this beautiful Hindu monastery in Hawaii that's such a religious place.